Anglophone advocacy group, the Regional Association of West Quebecers, held an information session with Pontiac M&A Andre Fortin on Friday at the Little Red Wagon Winery in Clarendon on the subject of English rights in La Belle Province. After an introduction from ROC President David Gillespie, Fortin spoke for several minutes before opening the floor up to questions from the dozen or so attendees. Fortin spoke about the recent news with Quebec's Bill 40, which attempted to abolish elected school boards in the province and was successfully challenged by English school boards on the basis that minority language education rights are enshrined in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The decision last week by the Quebec Court of Appeal upheld a 2023 decision by the Quebec Superior Court.
And the English language community actually had a big win yesterday. If you guys have followed the news in the last day and tried to manage to find this news out of the world global U.S. Shitstorm news that is hitting everybody. For those of you who remember Bill 40, Bill 40 was challenged in the court. Bill 40 is basically a bill that the CAQ government introduced in their last mandate. And it's basically, part of what it did is it took away control of English language school boards from the English language community itself. And it was initially struck down by the Superior Court of Quebec, saying that Anglophones have a right to manage their own institution. Minority language Anglophones have a right in Quebec, just as minority languages in the rest of Canada have a right to protect and to administer their own school boards and their own school systems and to make their own decisions. And yesterday, that ruling was confirmed in the appeals court. And there is a lot of people who have been fighting for this for many years now, and rightfully so. There is a reason that the English Language School Board, at least in West Quebec, but right across the province, they tend to do better in terms of school results, in terms of academic success, than the school boards at large. It's because the community is involved.
When asked about cuts to healthcare services, Fortin encouraged citizens to hold public demonstrations protesting the actions, as he believes the public pressure is the only way to get a response from the current government.
I would put it this way. I think we're at a time where communities need to, and it happened in the past, it hasn't happened in a while, but there does need to be, at some point, community demonstrations. And whether it's here in the Pontiac or it's broader in the region, or it's everywhere else across the province, it almost seems like it's an accepted fatality that services will be diminished. And the one time where government seems to pay attention is where a whole community says, okay, hold on. And it's happened in other parts of the province now. Like, the government has said they wanted to, say, reduce the hours of the emergency room in Poisson, which is just about at the other end of the province, but similar situation to ours here. And massive public demonstrations have kind of gotten them to take a step back a bit. And I think that is the only thing at this point that will get people to think twice about what they're doing. Because if people don't show government they care, government can say basically, well, okay, we floated the idea, nobody reacted, let's go ahead. And it's unfortunate to put it that way, but I think we do have a government that governs by what's in the newspaper.
This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.